Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we sit back in the Osbourne Madhouse, reacting to the wildest internet clips and diving into topics like aliens, drugs, conspiracies, and rock and roll. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access, limited edition merch, and more. Even the re-release of the iconic Osbournes TV show in 4K. Don't miss out and see you in the Madhouse.
I'm Ozzy.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Jack, and this is the Osbournes podcast.
Excuse me. This is Elvis.
Elvy baby.
He's Elvis Puffy Suck My Tail.
Oh my God, Mom.
Oh, stop.
Oh my God.
Stop. I'm
mentally deranged.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Don't hop, Ozzy.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
Okay, so what's everyone been up to?
Just been working. Lots of work.
I've been working a lot too. I'm starting a few new companies. They're going to be really exciting, and I can't talk about specifically what, but one of them is going to actually be with Dad, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, mysterious.
Leaving us out?
What is said company you're starting with Dad? You have to promote it.
Okay, so basically it's going to be
don't tell. Okay. It's not done. That gives bad juju.
Bad juju. It is bad juju. Mum's right.
Okay. Well, I will wait with bated excitement and anticipation.
I love anything that I get to do with my dad, but to get to work with him in that way is going to be really fun. But Dad, your music video that you did with Billy is doing really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd that come about?
It's from a songwriting thing I did with him.
And yeah, but Paris like, did he... Jackson's in it.
Yeah, and... But like, how did this all, was this just like a Billy pulling a Billy, like somehow?
Billy says, what do you want to do with this song? So I said, you can have it, you know.
Oh, so you guys did a song together with no, was it always a plan to release it? Or was it just like a?
It came back, it was done ages ago. And he said, whatever you want to do with it.
Well, they were just messing around like they do when the song worked. And that was it, wasn't it?
Cool.
And Dad looks great in the video.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Mama?
Trying not to work, being lazy. And I like it a lot.
You deserve a rest after your last UK trip anyway, Mum.
I like it a lot.
Are you and Dad up to anything? I heard a little birdie told me that you may be going on a little vacay somewhere.
Oh, we are.
Where are you going on a vacation?
We're just taking a little weekend out of town.
Where are you going?
We're going to a secret place where we go.
Ah, okay.
In Montecito.
Just you guys, or are you bringing staff with you?
No, it's just Mom and Dad.
Where are we going?
We're taking Elvis, Wesley.
Wait, where is this?
We're going away this weekend.
We're not, are we?
Yeah.
I don't want to go away from fucking
Dad, it's the best place ever. Please. And you'll get to have steak, Diane. It is the best thing ever.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to quote you on something.
What?
When last time we were all at your secret little hotel you guys are going to, you said to me, oh, we should really come here more often.
Yeah.
So now's your opportunity.
I don't want to go.
Why?
I don't want to go.
Are you busy?
No.
Well, then go.
But I don't
go know. Get a massage. Go have steak, Diane.
I don't care about a massage.
Treat yourself.
I want to go in the garden with my garden weekend.
Well, take your gun down there.
Fuck off. It's a fucking hotel.
Well, you know what you guys could do? Come with me up to Idaho. You can shoot all you want in the backyard.
Are you going to Idaho?
I want to stay in my house.
No, not this weekend.
Oh, please come play with me.
Go with Amy. I don't care.
Oh, you don't care. That's very nice. Thank you.
Wow.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Listen,
that is the case of, and that does happen, can I just say, please let me know because I'm the one that's going to stay with Dad. So.
What do you mean?
Well, if Mum goes out of town with Amy, who stays with Dad? Me.
Okay.
So if
you don't
that
have
is,
to.
I'm taking
it is
Wesley.
My privilege, joy, and honor to stay with you because I have so much fun whenever.
I can't
just
stay
us.
In this house. It's
Why?
Too many dogs.
I'd love it. I love all the dogs.
Way
and Jack,
too many dogs.
When I stay here, every single one of them sleeps gone. With me.
You what?
They've got
all the dogs have gone.
Yep.
What are we doing with them?
Amy's dogs are gone.
Amy's dogs
oh,
are
yeah,
gone.
Oh yeah, that's different.
No, I'm just saying in general the Hudson House dogs, not the ones that are boarded here. I just can't. It's too many.
I love it. They all sleep with me when I stay here.
It's gross.
And
please. Gross.
You get parasites from sleeping with dogs.
I probably am filled with worms. I don't give a shit. I love.
Bring them on.
The dogs. Wow. Love the dogs.
You guys are insane. Maybe toxic plasmosis is here, actually.
Don't you love sleeping with the dogs, Dad?
I've got no choice.
You like it.
You
and fucking
old man.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Going to bed with a bed full of dogs is fucking great. I recommend it to everybody.
You know
Buy 10 dogs and have them sleep with you.
The times that I am here and you're going to bed, you go get your apples and then it's all the dogs in the elevator.
No,
they all come up in the elevator with you.
My four gang come with me.
Four.
A four? How come there were six in the elevator with you?
Because
they
thought you were getting your. What are they doing? Your two dogs run straight back down the stairs.
I mean, Bella wasn't, though.
Oh, Jack, you should see her. She hobbles all the way to the elevator and, like, gets on, like...
She does.
Like,
she
the crypt keeper.
How that dog is still alive.
You just...
No, I know.
No, it is a miracle, Mom.
But how that dog is still alive is a feat of fucking science. That dog is holding on by a fucking thread.
Oh, don't. I love her.
Have you seen what it's like when she takes a shit?
Yes.
Oh, don't talk about dog shit.
Yeah, we can't talk about dog. We talk about, that's like the comment is, why do they always talk about dog shit?
Really?
Well, because we're surrounded
by
dogs. That's why.
Kelly always talks about dog shit.
Well,
you know what we're going to do? I'm going to do a compilation edit of every
episode. Is it me?
Yes. Of every episode where you talk about
Where's Pete in the shadows? I don't believe it unless it comes from Pete's
Cameron,
mouth.
Can you weigh in on this? There's an awful lot of Kelly talking about dog shit.
I can't choose sides on Switzerland.
dog shit.
But no, it's literally like the most difficult thing in the world and she basically flatlines and then comes back to life again.
Oh, please. The little girl.
She drives Dad absolutely insane.
I mean, here's the thing. If she didn't have the spunk that she has, I would be like, Mom, let's give her the long night. But she's like, somehow.
Look, she's not in pain. She loves her food.
She's not in pain.
She loves
me. She's fucking flat on the ground.
But she's not in pain. So she can't walk well.
I'm in pain looking at her.
Please. She has a good life.
She still has a good enough quality of life that I don't think that the thought of putting her to sleep is even a thought.
It's not even an option.
I'm not going to go there with it, but I think it should be an option at a certain point.
I remember Aerie's face when she first met Bella.
Yes.
Her face was like...
Because what is it? It's like...
It's like a chicken that's been plucked...
It's like a chicken that's been spliced with a pig and a dog.
And it's been plucked and like there's one arm up here and one arm down there.
And she's got one eye.
One eye.
Does she only have one eye now?
Yes. One of the other dogs like punctured her eye in a fight and like...
No, she's only got one eye. Are they going to like sew it shut or is it...
No.
Why don't you get her a little tiny patch?
Yeah.
Daddy, they're talking disrespectfully about our child.
Do you emotionally connect with Bella?
She's like a torture.
She's a torture.
No, she drives Dad insane all day. Yeah. All she does is this repetitive bark. And it's so loud for how small she is.
Who's the little furry fuck that at 5 o'clock in the morning just goes, rip, 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 rip,
Pepsi.
Rip, rip, rip,
Pepsi.
Incessantly. It's like a... I swear to God, you guys found that dog in the fucking torture chambers of fucking Guantanamo Bay.
Blame Sarah.
I will blame Sarah.
Gilbert's fault because she did donate that dog to us.
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
She's gorgeous.
I have to say, I have developed strong feelings for her because
she wants her food.
What? By food, you mean a nice, glossy turd that she likes to eat?
No.
Who's talking about dog shit now?
But she does. I'm talking about shit.
Stop talking about dog poop.
Okay. But there's just an awful lot of it here, and that needs to be...
Hey, everybody. Kelly Osborne here, and the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Smalls. At my parents' house, a lot of the time, somehow I always get stuck feeding the cats. And let me just say, I dread it because kibble just smells so bad. But not anymore, because we use Smalls. If you're still feeding your cat kibble, you need to stop. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you would find in your own fridge. I fed Tiger Lily right before the podcast. She loves this chicken flavor, like is obsessed with it. She used to play with her kibble for hours, and now she scarfs down Smalls in a matter of minutes. The Osborne's cats deserve the best, and the best is Smalls. I feel better knowing they're eating real food and not gross burnt kibble. Happy cat, happy life, right? Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/Osborne's and use the promo code Osborne's at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code Osborne's for the 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code Osborne's for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Hey everyone, it's Jack Osborne here, and the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Fume. Let's talk about bad habits. We've all got them, and we all want to break them, but it's hard. Sometimes it feels impossible, like driving through an obstacle course with your eyes closed. So, instead of giving up, why not switch it up? That's where Fume comes in. Fume is a healthy habit that you are free to enjoy. I personally use a Fume. I have many filthy, dirty habits, but using this one isn't. I love my Fume, and I have a new one now because it's like a different wood grain and the fidget on it. I love it. I can't get enough of it. But this, legitimately, I have one in my car. I have one at my desk, and I'm very hooked on the crisp mint currently. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/Osborne's and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of our show 10% off when they use the promo code Osborne's to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
And do you want to add the cat piss in as well?
The hallway upstairs is so disgusting.
You guys live in like the most expensive squander I've ever seen in my life. It's like...
We live like homeless
people. No matter what
people.
We talk about, we always have to
no,
talk
like
about
No, it's like borderline Grey Gardens.
It is. Oh, it's borderline. Of, it's not, no, it's full line.
No,
it's
what
like,
did they live with? What were the things
cats.
That were in their, no, in
raccoons.
Their roof, raccoons?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wouldn't mind having a raccoon. Have you seen the ones that are domesticated on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
With their little hands.
Yeah.
Like, I would.
They're terrifying though, raccoons.
I think they're really smart.
Do you like raccoons, Daddy?
To look at, yeah.
To look at. Would you like a pet raccoon?
No.
Is there an exotic pet that you would like?
No.
Oh, I would.
What do you want?
I'd like a tiger or a panther.
Fuck off.
What are you going to do with a tiger or a panther?
The most apex predators on planet Earth are fucking tigers.
You would like a tiger?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the footage of the tiger attacking the ranger on top of the elephant?
What about the footage of yes. Melanie Griffith with her lion or whatever it was, tiger?
When it was out shooting, he jumped up, runs.
Yeah,
it
runs out
so
of the grass
gorgeous.
And just... No. It's the I'll show you this footage and then you might reconsider a tiger.
No, because if you rear them from when they're babies...
No. Fucking them two guys from Vegas.
Yeah.
The white tiger.
Yeah, but they were exploiting them, having them on stage,
yes,
dancing
darling,
to music, prancing
because
around
you have
in Vegas.
Because you have a tiger in your own house.
Hold on. Do you remember when we went to Vegas and they had them in a glass cage in the reception of a bloody hotel?
So where would you have
it?
Would you let the tiger walk
and
around
back
the house?
And forth? Absolutely.
You're fucking insane.
You're insane. You are absolutely insane.
What would you name this tiger?
Yeah, what would you name the tiger? Frank?
Puss.
Puss.
No, we already have a cat named Puss. But everybody
has. We ain't having a fucking
tiger.
Big Puss.
Big Puss. Big Puss.
Stripey Puss.
Yeah. Puss.
I'm not letting you have a fucking tiger anyway. Really.
I think when you move back to Welders, you should get a tiger.
You'd be very lonely.
People have them as pets in Dubai.
Mum, they also move have Dubai, slaves no. in Dubai.
Oh my God.
It's like, I don't think Dubai should be the standard for like
Why?
Trying to...
They drive them in their cars, their people what? Have them as normal pets.
Okay.
Where am
so
I?
Can I tell you what animal I would have, even though it would have to be one that can't fly due to an accident?
Remember what? When you went to the circus and the lion shit?
That wasn't me, that was Amy.
Well, they were night pooping there.
Who's talking about shit now?
Tiger. You don't have dog poop. Tiger poop was pretty
no,
bad.
No, it was but a lion anyway, that shat and she threw up.
Diana Jenkins has a pet owl and it is the most beautiful, funny, like incredible.
Yeah.
Did you know?
And I would love
to have parrots are not the only
one,
birds that can talk. There's all kinds of birds you can get. And most birds will talk.
Do you know that there's a bird in the Amazon which has changed its call to sound like a chainsaw because of the
I've
noise?
I've heard about that,
because
yeah.
of them cutting down all the trees. All it hears is... And so it literally sounds like a gas-powered chainsaw.
So speaking of birds and things that fly in the sky, should we get into... what we're going to talk about today, because I've been online a lot recently because I've been on a lot of airplanes, so I've been reading a lot of news articles and different things. So here there are a few things that I thought we could talk about today in some hot topics. Okay, so this is a government topic. CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, he finally has stepped down in the wake of ongoing safety problems, along with overhaul of management team.
Yeah.
So,
well, if there's
ever... it would rather, if he stepped down, I don't know what for, because they need to get people who can build the plane better.
Well, it's crazy. And this poses the question, you know, do you feel safe flying right now? Because let's just go over the few things. It's like the door fell off of one, a wheel fell off of another, a
did
plane engine was on fire.
That wheel did, by the way. When you
I know.
It totaled these cars.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge, those wheels are.
Yeah. When you see them, they look like regular wheels, but they're like fucking giant wheels. It went on this car park, and luckily, there was nobody in
nobody
the car.
Nobody hurt.
People would have been... flat.
Just splat. If you, it's kind of one of those things that if you're that unfortunate individual that's just like randomly walking, going outside for a smoke break and a fucking wheel lands on you from 38,000 feet, it's kind of like, all right, like God just pulled your ticket, like fucking oops.
Talking about wheels, I was watching a thing on YouTube the other day where this guy's got a camera on his desk and there's a car... wheel going, and it bounced just in front. It's a coming dead foot, and it went boink over.
Did you see the footage though in LA of the car driving down the highway and the wheel of the truck next to him came off and the car drove over the wheel and fucking launched and like flipped and rolled down the highway? It's insane, but everyone survived, thankfully.
Did you see the footage of the car that bumped into the Beverly Hills Hotel sign?
Yeah, wasn't he a rapper?
He drove into the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, it was the new Tesla.
Yeah.
You know, as you go into the hotel, there's the big sign outside and you turn off
Sunset.
He drove
right into that sign.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he...
was he like TikToking or something in his
probably.
Car? Probably. Oh, what an idiot. Nobody disrespects the Beverly Hills Hotel.
How dare they?
How dare they? It's really? A fucking national treasure.
Yes.
It really is.
No, so I think it is... it is highly concerning, right, when an airline company has... I just find it insane when they have safety issues. Because if there's one thing...
The quality of work must have dropped.
Yes.
I read an article that said, aren't they in Portland?
No, the Seattle.
Well, apparently, half the people on the
staff,
there that put all the bits together, are on what's the stuff?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
What?
Oh, wow.
They don't drug test fucking engineers that build planes?
Obviously not, because they're all dropping out the sky.
I feel like that should
be a conspiracy theory, Mum.
But I feel like
did you see that on TikTok, Mum?
That's probably a rumor. Probably
no, bomb.
You're lying.
Told me.
You totally saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, I did.
Mum read an article. You cannot get your news from TikTok, Mum. We keep telling
you. It's funny, though, because my wife does that. She's like, I read an article. I'm like, where'd you read it? She's like, TikTok.
I cannot get all your news from TikTok.
Morning, I can't
doom
sleep.
Scrolling.
Yeah.
Okay. Who here is afraid of flying? I have a deep fear of flying.
Yes and no.
Okay. Do you have any rituals that you do before you get on a plane? For example,
I don't go to one.
Every time I get on a plane, I like to touch the side of it before I go in. And then it's something that I've been doing since I was about 16 with Brooke Doolian, because we used to fly so much together. Because she was my stylist. And she used to say a prayer and then say, and then I had to say, dear God, please listen to Brooke, thank you. And I still do it to this day on every flight I've ever been on. And then I look to see if there's like other passengers that make me think, well, okay, God can't be that evil. Like if there's a nun on my flight, I know the plane is going to be fine.
None of this, none of that.
And then, or if there's other babies, I'm like, no, God can't be that evil. So I know that the flight, I'm going to be okay. But I have such a fear of death on airplanes.
Yeah.
It's borderline I should be medicated for it to get on a plane.
I can relate to that. And that's part of the reason why I want to get my pilot's license.
Oh, no.
Because I feel like if I know how to fly a plane, I won't be as scared.
But the plane that you fly... And a plane that they fly is like going from a rowing boat to a fucking...
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm not talking about just hanging out with like a, oh, here's my weekend. Like, I'm like, cool, I want to get like all the qualifications.
Like Angelina Jolie.
No, I didn't know she flew planes. She flies planes?
Or John Travolta.
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie flies planes, though.
I thought it was Brad Pitt. I thought he was the pilot. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, Angelina Jolie, you know, she... I don't know if I would trust her piloting my plane. I feel like she would be too busy, like, trying to save...
I think she'd be too emotional.
Yeah, save everyone. But maybe that is a good pilot, because she's so concerned about saving the world.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to fly? If you... All right, you book an airline ticket, and yeah, you look, go online to check in, and you see that it's one of the new Boeing 737 MAXs. Are you going on that plane?
See ya. No way. No way. Why tempt fate?
What do you mean fate? No, it's not necessarily fate. It's do you trust that they fixed the problem?
Once a plane starts to get bad, like back in the day, the DC-10 started to come out of the sky. And they must have been rechecked and to become the safest plane in the sky. And yet people wouldn't fly because of the reputation.
Yeah. I just think what's so scary about flying is if there is a problem, it's 2.5 minutes to think about your death. You're sat there plummeting to the earth for 2.5 fucking minutes. And that is fucking terrifying.
We were on a plane in the south of France, and we just kept, all you could see, we were hovering across the ocean like this, and hovering and hovering and hovering.
You could see the fucking
ocean.
You
could fucking touch it. And they start running with the drinks trolleys and locking them up. And they had the trolley coming past Ozzy, and he's going,
But why were you guys just flying over the water?
The engines weren't thrusting.
Oh, you guys took off. It's not like you guys were like flying to England at ocean level.
No, we're flying at ocean level for quite some fucking time now.
And it wouldn't go anywhere. And we're like going, oh, fuck.
See, I'm more frightened to go on private planes than I am on airlines, because I know that there are more rules for the...
Any plane, darling.
Yeah.
But I've had some awful experiences on a private plane. You remember I got on two planes in a row that had to make emergency landings, mm-hmm. and it was...
On the same day.
On the same day. And it was absolutely terrifying. And that I was like, there is some...
Where was that?
When I was about 16, I was doing promo for my first album, you know? And I had to get from LA to New York.
You were with Mel.
Yeah. And it was so terrifying. All you heard was like the potato chip packets exploding and the water bottles sucking in and the caps coming off. And it like, and then you heard like, beep, 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 beep. And the captain looks back at us, and then I get hit in the head with the oxygen mask. And I was like, this is terrifying. So I get my phone out and I called the house. Did I get through to you?
No. I just remember you landing and Melinda's going, don't worry, the plane landed safe. We're waiting for another one to come and pick us up. And the same, well, not the same problem, but it happened again on the flight.
And then
do you remember the name of the company?
Yeah.
No, it was just terrifying.
Never to go to them, I know.
Well, do you remember when you guys flew to Hawaii and you had to turn back because they realized they didn't put enough fuel in the fucking plane?
That was horrific, because
you were 3 hours out or some shit already,
right.
Or 2 hours
we
out.
Were on our way to Hawaii, and the guy comes back, the pilot comes back, and he says, no concern here, but we're gonna have to go back. And we're like, why? And he goes, because there's nowhere to land and we haven't got enough fuel, so we're going back. I'm like, what do you mean fuel? And he goes, oh, there was a mistake, they didn't fill us up properly. And we're like going,
yeah. I'd be terrified. Absolutely terrified.
But at this time.
No. This was a
few.
Okay, what about 5 years ago? Don't you find that people's worst side of them comes out on an airplane? Like the most disgusting side of human beings comes out on airplanes.
Yeah, yes.
But if it's going down, it's come out the back.
I'm just saying, like, there's been all these things recently about
like post-COVID, like
post-COVID, like the disgustingness, and people always think about like, oh, isn't it amazing to fly business class or first class? It is so fucking filthy and disgusting. Fingernails in between the gap of the wall and the seat, and all the bits of food. And
well, I'll tell you one time I was on a plane, I had an iPod. It fell down the side, the chair. And I said, my iPad fell, no, iPod fell down the side. She said, when we land, we'll get the chair up. You have never in your fucking life seen anything like it. There was fucking sandwiches with mould on. There was fucking... You can't imagine what was on.
Yeah, plane.
I take a cleaning kit with me when I travel, and I clean everything with alcohol wipes. And I have seat covers that go over the seat so that I don't have my head touching like...
I read something online. It was saying how dirty the bathrooms are. Mm-hmm. Is that there was... They swabbed like however many random planes. And they said there was up to 30 different types of E. coli.
Yeah, I saw
in
that.
The toilets of an airplane.
I sometimes like... see how long I can go before I have to go in that toilet to pee, because I will do anything rather than do it.
When you go to the other side, and you want to use a bathroom that's been used all night, fuck, you know, sometimes.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
What about plane etiquette? Sorry for interrupting you.
I was going to say, has anyone ever flown Emirates? Like,
I'm dying to fly Emirates.
We have.
I want to fly. I've flown Emirates Business, but not since, this was 20 years ago, not since they've really, really blown it
out. I'd love just to fly there so I could just say I've flown on that airline.
It's hard because you can't go from here to London on Emirates. You can get it from New York and then go to London. Yeah. It will stop, but you can't get it from here.
It's almost worth getting a flight to New York and then.
It is, yeah.
So what about plane etiquette? There are certain times, like, I'll give you an example. When me and Mum fly with Dad, I don't think there has been a time recently where we haven't gotten a fight with somebody on the plane because of something they've said or muttered under their breath. And
People lose their fucking minds on planes. I mean, I fly probably anywhere from 30 to 50 times a year. And it's people I just think don't handle the stress of travel. It's because it's the whole thing is stressful.
It is.
And I think people will go to bars to take the edge off. They have a few too many. They just get shitty. Mm-hmm. They lose all fucking inhibition. And then you throw in the fact that everyone would coming off the heels of COVID and all the COVID anxiety. Yeah, but there's a lot of fucking ass hats on airplanes.
One thing that people shouldn't be allowed to do is take their fucking shoes off.
Yeah.
On that note, thank you, Mum. I'm going to show you some pictures of things that airlines in-flight staff have witnessed on an airplane. And I have a bunch of them. And you have to rate out of 1 to 10
mm-hmm.
its grossness.
Go on.
Are you ready? First picture. This delightful woman is shaving the skin off her feet on the airplane.
Mmm. Anyone for some Parmesan cheese on their on their bolognese?
What a revolting thing to do on a plane.
What would you do?
She's getting the hard skin off her heel.
I'd tell her to go and fucking burn.
So I literally couldn't. It would be like Tourette's. I couldn't not say something.
No, I.
The dust off.
Oh, those skin particles flying around from a dirty old heel.
Ugh. It's like a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Then you take the eraser and smack it on the board.
Come on, next one.
Next one. This gentleman is drying his wet shoe in the
for
air.
For God's sake.
It's all right.
What if he has stinky feet?
But what's he drying his feet from?
Sweat.
Do you know that for sure, or are you just imagining
it? This is what I'm surmising.
Okay. What if he accidentally, even worse, what if he accidentally pissed on his shoe while he was in the toilet?
That's what I'm saying. He was probably pissed.
What if he was sick on his shoe?
Mm.
Well, whatever it is, there is a substance of moisture on his shoe, and he is using the air conditioning to dry it.
He's just showering everyone in its particles.
That's disgusting.
Mm.
Could you imagine the smell?
This is why aliens don't come to Earth.
What would you give that out of 10?
I would. I don't know if I would say something to him. The woman shaving her foot, I'd be like, that's gross. I would shame her. I'd be like, you are a gross woman.
Yeah.
That is gross.
What kind of woman does that, though?
You are a gross woman. That is gross. Okay. So out of 10,
I'd give it a 10. No, I think the first one, because there's no bodily fluid, but there's just bodily particles.
You breathe it in.
But
the first one would offend me far more, but both would piss me off. But the first one,
If you were this poor man?
Get that fucking shit. That's disgusting.
If you were this poor man sat with this lady behind you.
I would take my pen and just stab her foot.
Yeah.
or you know what I would do? I would turn around with my feet and I would just put my foot in her face.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, this is okay, right? This is allowed.
Yeah. But with
so
no sock on.
Disrespectful to that poor man.
Mm.
I think it's so rude.
I wonder if anybody stopped him.
Keep in mind, these are all pictures that in-flight staff have taken. So I'm sure they probably said something.
It's disgusting. The whole
That would be on my chair 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
No, wait,
so disgusting because I'm going to do a zoom in and it's going to
Did really you ever see the footage? Mind. Did you ever see the footage of Mike Tyson beating the shit out of the drunk guy on the plane?
Yes. No, I love it though.
Oh, it's amazing. This drunk guy wouldn't leave him alone. And he just kept hounding him and like leaning over his chair. And Mike Tyson turned around and fucking just lit this dude up. It was amazing.
Yes. Okay. This one is going to have a zoom in because it's so disgusting. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Somebody left.
Underwear?
With crust.
Oh!
There's crust at the crotch. Crust at the crotch.
What is it?
Underwear. Dirty underwear.
Crusty, black, old, shitty knickers.
With white crust.
Oh, lovely.
Oh.
That's fucking disgusting.
Right? Like, how do you get up and not see that, first of all?
I thought that was a sex toy.
Mum,
No, it looks like a fucking...
It's, you know, in the business class seats where they turn sideways, yeah. They have seat belts that are padded.
No, they're airbags, Kelly.
What?
Those are fucking airbags that if the plane crashes, they deploy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Suppose,
well, anyway...
Perhaps she did crash. She flew out of her knickers.
So out of 10, what would you give that one?
I would 20. Be...
How does she not know she doesn't have a knicker?
Wait, what was that story?
That wouldn't be as bad as a fucking show.
What was that story of the woman getting on the plane and sitting in her seat and she sat in diarrhea?
Yes.
And they wouldn't refund her
ticket?
They
wouldn't refund nothing.
Yes.
And it was all diarrhea'd and the crew said we didn't have time to get the cleaners in.
Oh, no, that's disgusting.
Oh, no, that is
it
fucking...
was all between the two seats.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fucking roaches. That is so...
Air travel was shit before COVID, and now it's fucking hell. Like, it all this stuff you hear, it's only been in the last 5 years.
I would go
But there's no cleaning standards. They don't use disinfectants.
I would go
they don't.
Fucking insane.
What about clipping your nails on
no,
an airplane?
That is horrendous.
When they go flying, you know?
What's the...
But why...
Clipping your nails.
Clipping their nails, and they just...
But my thing is this. Why respect
that
this man's
about,
anonymity?
That is fucking...
Because we
why respect his anonymity? He needs to be publicly shamed,
yeah.
Dunce cap, tarred,
yeah.
Feathered.
Yeah.
Send him to the gulag, hard labor.
I just think
put
it's so
electric
gross.
Wires on his penis, the whole thing.
Okay, this is an interesting one. What if you're sat next to somebody and they're touching you?
No.
Like knee to knee.
I've had it.
No.
I've had it.
What are
you
doing?
What do you do?
Bare leg shorts and
I had an they're, old... I had
stumps.
An,
they're like, no, Dad, no. They're not stumps.
They've got no
they're,
legs.
Yeah.
They got no legs.
They're not Lieutenant Dan. They
they're
are.
Leg stumps.
They're just sat next to each other, look.
They just sat like
and
that.
And this person is touching that person without the other person's permission.
I would just look and say, I do not consent.
Shorts and
okay,
no
I don't
socks
think you should wear shorts on an airplane.
Nope.
I don't wear shorts on a plane.
Nope. I don't think you should wear shorts on an airplane.
No, even if I'm going to Hawaii, I don't wear shorts
nope
on a plane. Or sandals.
No. Nope.
I'll bring sandals. Like, if it's a like a flight to London, I'll bring my sandals because if I have to get up to pee,
yeah,
I'll put my
yeah
sandals on.
Same, because, okay, what about when you go on an airplane and you see people walk into the bathroom with no shoes on? With no fucking shoes on, and you're
it's
like,
revolting.
What?
Revolting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
When I was drinking in my youth, I remember I flew on Virgin, when they used to have the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I was very drunk, and I got up to pee. And I was just wearing my socks and I went to the bar and I just stepped and pissed and it was like the worst thing
that,
ever.
That brought you back
I was
to
like, this
sobriety.
Is terrible.
I
was
so
like,
I have a theory about this picture. I'm going to let you guys see it and I want your opinion on it and then I'll tell you my theory. Okay. So this
chilling
man is sleeping in the aisle of
yeah, yeah
the seat.
Oh, okay. So between the seats.
Yeah. Between
he's not the like on the, okay. Yeah.
He's not in the aisle where the cart comes
yeah
by. It's between the seat and the.
Yeah. Would he? I think
is he. Is
he
dead?
No, he's not dead, Mom.
Is that a piss bag that he's got, or is
I
that
think
like
some snacks?
His snack, okay.
Some snacks.
Mm-hmm.
But my theory on this picture is that it's quite gentlemanly, because I think this is a woman's leg, and she's lying across the seats, that he's lying on the floor,
and I actually
think it's quite smart.
Yes, he's.
But I wouldn't want to go on the floor.
He's giving his wife the full stretch, and mm-hmm so he's like, "I'll take the floor, honey.
Yeah.
Don't worry."
She's not giving him a sock job on the plane.
So she's laying down on the chairs and he's
so
laying down
on the chairs and he's laying on the floor.
She's between
blowing,
the seats.
She's going to blow him.
No, Dad.
She's not going to blow him. She could, sock though.
His, what is that,
sock
though?
His toe.
That's her ankle and that's her foot.
Oh, over there, yeah. Okay.
She's going to suck his toes that he's just chipped. He's cut his toenail.
Kind of smart. I mean, planes are filthy. I wouldn't want to lie on the floor of a plane, but...
That doesn't matter.
Don't like that.
Don't like that one.
Zach used to do that.
What? Used to
play in the oil.
Okay, this one makes me fucking angry because I've been on a plane and someone has done this to me and did they live to regret it?
What the fuck is
that?
It makes me so angry. It's so disrespectful.
I'd get my lighter out.
Yeah.
Just like,
no, that's where you take your gum and you just put it in the hair.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah.
You did that?
Yes, I did. Because I asked her several times to please not do it and she kept doing it.
That's fucking... That's
Those long hairs getting in your food and shit—that's revolting.
Get your scissors out, snip, snip.
I know. I think it's just so rude.
Is that looking bare men? At the sex film?
Yes, mum, sex films. Let's have a look. Pornography.
Oh my!
Just what?
Watching
on porn on a plane.
Good for him.
Sex films.
Snakes on a plane or porn on a plane.
What airline is I?
That's his own. Sucker.
It's American Airlines.
That's his own private. I do believe.
Sucker Dick Airline. Yeah.
No, it's not, this is actually on American Airlines. But
I'm a Delta guy.
I'm a Sucker Dick Airline.
I'm a Sucker Dick.
You guys. Fucking stupid. Okay.
What's this?
What would you do if you looked down and saw that?
I'd step on it.
I would step on it too. I'd crush it.
Oh, I would. I'd get a fork
fucking light them.
And stab the fuck up.
I love that our solution to all these problems is to violently maim these people.
Yeah.
It is a fish buffet. With lobster.
Fuck off.
And
they're having a boil. They're having like a crawfish boil.
They got the baby wipes so that they keep the hands clean.
Oh,
who's this?
You know what? I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either.
Hold on a minute. What the hell are those pink things?
Those are shrimps, mum.
Mum, those are huge, like
prawns, maybe.
Oh, lobster.
What airline is that?
You fucking prawn.
Fucking prawn.
You ain't no fucking prawn.
But they've got look. Like the
Sucker Prawn Airline.
Oh no, that's from
District 9.
Do it again.
Have you been fucking no fucking prawn?
But I say let him live. Like
Sucker Prawn Airline.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Opening up that sea witch on a plane, darling. It would stink.
Anyone having a seafood buffet on a plane?
No, that's disgusting.
I think they're winning at life because
I'd
they brought
be
it themselves.
I'd be fucking jealous. No. Airplane food's crap.
What if they shared? You know what my friend used to do on a plane? He had a severely autistic son, and who's had a really hard time flying. And so when he would travel with his son, he would bring a bag of earplugs and then a bag of candy, and everyone like in the vicinity of him, he would give earplugs to and like a piece of candy to be like, hey, thank you. Like just understand. I thought that was always like a nice gesture.
Yeah.
More of that and less of that.
What would you do if the person in front of you put their coat over your seat so you couldn't see your TV?
I'd move the coat.
Spit on it. Or put bogeys. I would put all my food in the pocket
of the jacket.
Yeah.
Everything that they had inside the pocket, I would
write a note, and the note would be
all kinds of junk in the pocket.
I would put it in the pocket.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I put the bones and everything in.
Daddy, when we used to go to restaurants when we were first together, you had to wear a jacket in those days in certain restaurants. So they would always have if you didn't have one, they'd say we have one for you. And Daddy used to rip the pockets. And then put food bone inside the lining of the jackets. Always used to do it.
You creative man,
we
you.
Would, do you remember how much we would laugh? We used to go to Trader Vic's.
They used to have
a coat would be
heavy,
full of bones and fucking
spare rib bones. He'd always order and put it all in.
Okay, this one, I thought was we might as well go out with a bang.
Go on.
It also involves a zoom in.
Go on.
What?
Oh, she's got shit on her heel.
How do we know that shit?
No, once again, all roads point back to shit. You know what it looks like? It looks like she's just come home from a vacation and there was tar on the beach.
She's put...
Sucker toe on.
She's put...
Is that a woman?
A that's on a woman's tray. Foot.
That's not
tray
a woman.
That is a woman.
What's
look
other
how
thing?
Big... That's a big-ass woman foot.
I actually think Jack might be...
That's a fucking
no, that's
huge
a
foot.
No, because I believe that that's hair.
Well, women have hairy legs.
This is true. We're living in 2024.
Yeah.
No, do you want to know why I think it's a woman? Because the iPod has a very feminine case on it.
Let me see it. How do you know that? I don't know.
That's flowers. A woman's foot. That's not.
Could be a guy's foot. I think it's a woman's foot. But
that's
I think
on the tray.
On the tray table where people eat. That's why. What's let me tell this? You. As part of my
Ritual?
Ritual on the aeroplane. You can buy these things on Amazon. They're amazing. And they just slide over the tray table.
Mm. Look.
And you can throw it away when you go. And they have these seat covers that just go over the seat.
I used
What's
to be...
What's the thing on the bottom?
That's her other foot and she's wearing an ankle
She's laying
bracelet.
On her side.
Oh, my God.
Look,
she's laying on her side, yeah.
That is fucking grotesque.
It is, isn't it?
Makes you angry.
Fucking awful.
Mm. Well, should we move off of air travel and planes?
Yes. Okay, this is a diversity topic. There was an internal diversity letter issued to all US spies stating that the word blacklisted as a term is racist.
What?
And sanity check as a term is disparaging.
I don't know what you were talking
about. So, okay, you know the term blacklisted? Like, if you've been blacklisted?
Well, what
do you know what the term blacklisted means?
Yeah, but what's racist about it?
Because I guess it has the word black in it, and it's a list of people that aren't able, you know, they're not allowed to work or something.
So that takes me back to ordering a black coffee. Is that racist?
The problem is anything can be racist if you want it to be.
I agree with that.
We have a blackout.
Yeah, it's now a no lights on out.
Power outage.
Yeah, power outage. Or schools, you can't say blackboard. You have to say, you know.
Chalkboard.
Whiteout?
What about whiteout?
But you can say whiteboard.
What about whiteout?
You can say whiteout. If there's a big snowstorm, you can say a whiteout.
About blacklisted though that I kind of like I get what was if it's a list of things that you
but here's the thing I looked it up and there is no racial origin to the term blacklisted. It came from
there's also people going on the news saying that math is racist.
What,
Kelly? Math is incredibly fucking racist. Math burns crosses on people's driveways.
Math.
Yeah, math, Mum.
Math.
What are you on about?
There's this group of people that have been going on the news lately.
Saying math is racist.
Saying that math
mathematics is racist. Yes. Why is mathematics racist?
Because people in low-income communities, people who are, you know, brown and black people, tend to have lower math scores in the standardized testing. And
then
so,
I should be black because I can't add two and fucking two. So what's that got to do with anything?
Well, I guess they
don't get on these fucking races.
Oh, no.
But I guess there is a perception that due to, you know, inequality that, you know, the STEMs, you know, or the sciences are racist.
Oh, all righty then.
It's getting ridiculous.
You know what? You know where countries that don't really aren't concerned about whether if the term blacklisted is racist or not? Ukraine. When they've got real fucking problems, you know, it's like, I did a lot of work with a network that had something called the Green Folder.
What's the Green Folder?
The Green Folder was their blacklist of people that were not allowed to work on productions or for the network.
So if it's Green Folder, why did they call it blacklist?
They called it. Well, that was just their term for the blacklist because the blacklist was too obvious. And you can get in trouble in the entertainment industry for having a blacklist.
Yeah.
So instead of actually being like, oh, it's on the blacklist, they'd be like, no, put them in the green folder. And that just basically means this person does not meet the standards or has created problems or we don't want to do business with them.
I mean, but
I like the green folder.
Where do you draw the line between promoting inclusivity, which I think is important, and then
ridiculousness
and then losing your freedom of speech?
Well, that's the age-old question, you know. It's
getting way out of hand. No, it's just fucking
there was some old philosopher that said I would rather be free than safe. And I think there's such people are striving so much, I must be safe. Well, the only way to make things safe is that you have to, you know, apply restrictions. And I'd rather be free than safe. Like I have a choice whether I get offended by something or not.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me that people are looking for trouble.
They are. Yeah. People want to be a part of the right side of history yes. and are scared to have an opinion and like to attack people for having opinions because it makes them look like they believe in something.
And they're important.
Mm-hmm. Everyone needs a soapbox.
Right, next topic. This one's an interesting one. I accidentally sent this article to you by accident instead of Hannah, and I was scared that you were going to think that it was some like hidden message, but it's a parenting topic.
Oh, I read it.
73% of millennials believe they are doing a better job of raising their kids than their own parents. New research says they're doing four things differently. Do you want to know what the four things are?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, so gentle parenting. Listen, do you know what gentle parenting is?
Not hitting your children.
No, it's a parenting style that guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules. Mm. And it's kind of like, I think, I believe in gentle parenting, but I see parents making really, really, really terrible mistakes with gentle parenting.
Yeah.
And it...
Ultimately, kids crave structure.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what kids will always benefit and grow far better in a structured environment versus a totally unstructured environment.
Okay, so the point, the second thing is that parents now have access to social media to ask for help in parenting decisions, yeah. which they didn't have before. So there's a community of outreach that, you know, wasn't available before social media.
Also wasn't acceptable. Like it wasn't like an acceptable practice mm-hmm. to ask other people parenting advice. It just wasn't really common.
The third thing
Of course it was.
You're telling me that your parents would have conversations with other parents about, oh, I don't know what to do with young Sharon.
No, they fucking Well,
exactly.
Wouldn't.
So it's a relatively new thing.
Opening, the third one is opening up about mental health.
Oh, please.
No. When I was a kid, if you said, oh, someone opened up about mental health, it was fucking bad news.
And the fourth one is being present with children, prioritizing children over work. And I think that this is one of those things that is, it's all perspective. It's based on the individual parent. I don't think that it can be necessarily the difference between millennials and boomers. It's based on the parent.
Every set of parents has their own rules for bringing their children up.
But ultimately, too, it's...
not a group decision.
No. It's that age-old saying, you know, parents did the best they could with the tools that they have. And our generation just has access to the internet.
How many people have the luxury of staying home and bringing their children up that don't have to go out to work? So how can you prioritize your children over paying your rent, paying for food, paying for classes for your kids?
Some people do.
That's a luxury.
I've got $10.
Yeah, it's a definite luxury to have a stay-home parent.
Some people... are very hard up.
They can't.
They've got a bit of food in the kids' stomachs. Out of $10 for a week.
So when I look at this, there's a side of me that is like, as a millennial, do I think I'm doing a better job of raising my child than my mom did of me? Probably not.
One thing I got to say. Say hello to Auntie Jean.
Hi, Auntie Jean.
but here's the thing,
did my parents let me do things that I would never let my child do? Absolutely. But I think that goes with every parent to child. You learn from mistakes.
What one person does with their children to another person, it's individual things.
And no matter what, like, you know, we in our generation when we grew up, very different from how our kids grow up, Kelly. Yeah. So there are things that fuck you up in their own ways. Like if I could go back and do things differently as a parent, I never would have got my kids iPads. I think the worst, most detrimental thing to fucking childhood development are iPads.
Yes.
And it is so, it changes.
Crippling. It's crippling to a child.
And it changes the structure of the brain.
Yep.
I think if you have it, it should be something that's used as a treat.
What really scares me about that when if they're not monitored.
Yep.
You gotta say, right, if you use this when I tell you not to, you're not having it for a month.
Are you ready for our final topic?
Sure.
You gotta say, in future, from now on, I'm just allowed to.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna severely pull back on the iPad. I'm gonna get rid of the iPads for the kids, and I'm gonna put a computer in the living room to where if they want to talk with their friends.
They have to do that.
But if the rules, if the rules are breaking, they've got a lot of penalty.
Yes.
If you call on it for a month, I'll go over my head. Then if they do it again, you call on it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make it to go, fuck, Connor, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's so dangerous.
Ready for our final topic?
Oh, please.
That's what I would do.
No, I am.
A Pentagon study finds. This is like insane.
You gotta pull on in the spam room later.
Okay.
I mean, there is massive changes coming when it comes down to how.
You gotta sit them all around and tell them.
Okay. Enough about the fucking iPads. We get it.
Go on.
Okay. Pentagon study finds 77% of young Americans too fat, mentally ill, on drugs, etc., to join the military. 77%.
I looked it up.
McDonald's down.
Do you know what the population is of the country that are in the military?
No.
0.07% of the population are in the United States military. So having 23% of the population that is able to join the military, it's actually not a bad statistic.
I see what you're saying, but 77% is a lot of people,
yes.
Jack.
And but close McDonald's. Just get rid of McDonald's.
It's not just that they're too fat. It's that they suffer from mental illness. They suffer from McDonald's. Drug addiction.
Yeah, but if you put them in the military, they'll lose weight. They will stop drugs because where the hell are they going to get it?
For the longest time, I've always thought there should be mandatory service in the United States.
Well, there should be if you don't have at a certain level of education, what's going to happen to those people? They should go into service for 2 years. Mm-hmm. At least they will be taught a trade because...
Plus the fact...
If there's a war again,
which it looks like, very possibly could, China's all ready for it.
Yeah.
They've got mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that if kids commit three crimes under a certain age, they should be shipped into the military.
They've got a choice. Got a jail or military.
They used to do that a lot more, and they kind of stopped it.
What if you're against war?
Tough shit.
You will still get a trade.
No.
And then you can come out and keep yourself out of the war.
But like in the UK, you can sign up for being against war and then you can't get drafted.
Check around the back of the shed.
I don't know if that.
Yeah, you're a conscientious objector. Conscientious objector.
But you've got to grab that. You can't just go.
But here's the thing. So Sydney, he is an American citizen, doesn't matter if he's a British citizen as well, the moment he turns 18, he has to sign the draft forms in the United States, and it's a felony if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Why?
When he has both passports.
Because he's an American citizen. It comes above all. Like, your American citizenship trumps the citizenship of any other country you're a citizen of.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, this was a very interesting podcast.
There were highs, there were lows.
And there was dog shit.
And there was dog shit and feet.
Yep.
Mm.
This is the end.
This is the end of the podcast. You've still got some time left here.
Oh, say goodbye before you put your shoes on. Lucky you weren't on a plane.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, hey,
bye.
Make sure you click like and subscribe. Tell everyone about the podcast. If you're watching on Rumble, make sure you hit that follow button. And if you're listening on podcast, thanks for listening.
We love you guys.